Welcome back to the Blessed to Hunt podcast. This is Bible study number two. My name is Reed, and I'm sitting here with my boy,
Subby.
Let's go. Thank you for tuning in with us. Today, we're going to be covering Romans 1:20. And we want to start out with giving a little bit of context. And we're going to read Romans 1, verse 1 through 7. And then we'll talk about that a little bit, and then we're going to dive straight into 1:20. So, Romans is written by the Apostle Paul, and he writes, and this is verse 1, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his son, who as to his earthly life was a descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we received grace and apostleship to call all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake. And you also are among those Gentiles who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be his holy people, grace and peace to you from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. So, the Apostle Paul is writing directly to the Romans, and specifically Rome, the people, the God-loving people of Rome, specifically. So, we have a little bit of context of where we're at in Romans. Sebi, if you could just dive straight in on Romans 1:20.
Yeah, so this is going to be Romans 1, verse 20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what he has been made. From what has been made, so that people are without excuse.
As hunters, this is like got to be one of our main verses. I mean, we have seen God in so many places. Being outside, you can't miss him. So you're looking straight into God's face. And the Bible talks about us being able to see the image of God since the very, very beginning. So we're going to go back to Genesis 1, all the way back to literally the beginning. And Sebi and I are reading out of the NIV today for anybody that's reading along with us, is straight out of the NIV. So we're going to go back to Genesis 1, and this is verse 26. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So again, this is referring to what we see: animals, the birds, the rocks, the woods, the everything that we see in nature. It's completely undeniable.
Yeah. I mean, if you dive it into those verses, in Romans 1:20, it says something that, you can only really understand if you've been out there in the woods, whether you're hiking, hunting, fishing, whatever it is, yeah. Right? Kayaking, who knows? Whatever whatever it is, right? Like, how can you see God's beauty and be amongst it and, not give God his due?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's impossible.
It is. And it's talking specifically about the invisible qualities. Right. So what we can't see, and Jesus talks a lot about those being blessed who believe, who can't see.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we are all like, the blind man that was healed, but being able to see God directly, when you're sitting in a tree stand, you're out hiking, like you said, the invisible qualities will show through because it's so gorgeous. I've only been out west, to like Arizona, and I just remember seeing those, like the red red rock configurations and all those things.
Magnificent. Like,
this is amazing.
Just, I mean, you know, it's just impossible to deny God's power and God's beauty and God's love, you know, seeing everything right around us, you know, in the context, obviously, of you know, being outdoors with his animals, his creation,
right,
that in Genesis 1, he says that are for us to enjoy, to right rule over, yeah, to manage. Steward. Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's so cool. I want to jump real quick to Job. And this is going to be Job 12, 7 through 10. But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you. Speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, again, we're going back to, you know, if you've ever been in the outdoors amongst God's beautiful creation, you know, it's impossible to not see God and feel his presence. Absolutely. And then if you allow it to, the animals,
right,
the trees, the mountains, the creeks, right, the lakes, the fish, like,
yeah, absolutely,
they can teach you so much about not just life, but more importantly about God, his nature, his love, his beauty, his, right, his, just how mighty he is.
Yeah, absolutely. And another note I think too is, you know, when we're hunting, when we're fishing, like these sacrifice that is made so we can live because we're eating these animals. I think, yeah, it refers directly to Jesus being the sacrifice for, yeah, us, you know, and he also says to take in his flesh and his blood and will be cleansed, you know, and he died for our sins. But I think it's a direct correlation as well.
100%. So taking an animal so that, you know, we can have sustenance for ourselves and our family and our neighbors, or, you know, whoever it is that we're sharing with is just how we sustain life. And then Jesus being the ultimate sacrifice is how we sustain life everlasting, how that's we have, right, a relationship with him forever. Absolutely. So the one is like for our life here now, while you're, you know, seeking and trying to do his will and, right, his purpose and, you know, do what God has put us on this earth to do. And then Jesus is forever for, yeah, our relationship, you know, being the bridge for us, sustaining us forever.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, I want to refer back to in Job, what that makes me think of is the birds. We, you know, we think that we are much smarter than animals, right? We obviously, you know, sometimes,
I mean, book knowledge, but man, right, these animals are,
they've got the instinct. And what, you know, I love the book of Job. It's the oldest book in the Bible, right? And what's so cool right here is if we humble ourselves a little bit and realize in Job, he's telling us that if we are so smart and we're so all-knowing and, you know, we deny Christ, these animals accept Christ. It's what it's, you know, ask them and it'll, yeah, show you, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically they know who made them and where, yeah, they come from and what, you know, who deserves the glory, right, which is, yeah, Christ.
Right.
Yeah,
and yeah, they, yeah, have it, you know, we're saying here, like, if, it's so easy for animals to understand. Why do we contemplate so much, you know?
But you know, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I guess if you wanted to dive a little bit deeper into it, I mean, the animals they keep a simple life. Right. You know, they live amongst God's creation. Right. They, you know, I'm not saying it comparing us to them, obviously, oh, but, sure, you know, in that context, like,
yeah,
we live in the everyday life where we have, you know, lots of people and work and all these things, a lot of noise that you know, makes it difficult for us to be constantly connected to Christ, which with, you know, with our Creator, which is would be ideal.
Right.
And I think, you know, one of the beauties is, which directly ties to what we're talking about here, is the more in nature I am, the more I feel connected to Christ, you know, and it's because I'm in, and everything's quiet. We've shed away the noise. We are amongst His beautiful creation that is like not corrupted. You know, there isn't a million people or a million things trying to take your attention away. You know, you're just in nature and creation with the Creator.
100%.
Yeah.
I want to make another note too. We are talking so highly of the creation and how beautiful it is and how amazing it is and the intricacies. God also made us in His image, and that we should be so confident in how intricate we are and how amazing it is what humans truly, you know, are, and the fact that God made us and we're an image directly of Him. You know, when we look in the mirror, we're looking into God's image. You know, when we look at our wife or we look at a friend or a child, you know, we can see God the same way as in nature.
The beautiful Creator.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think maybe a call to action would be to be aware of that and try to find God in His creation.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's, you know, you, for those of you that maybe aren't hunters or maybe want to become hunters eventually, the idea here would be to find God in creation. You know, maybe you take a walk where you leave your phone back and you're with your family. Maybe you take a hike. Maybe you go on the lake or on the river. Absolutely. You know, whatever it is that you can do, even if you don't hunt, or maybe if it's off season for some of us, still try to find God amongst the quiet, the beauty, and the magnificent creation. And I think that you'll notice how you can connect with God.
Absolutely. Yeah, look at the, and if you look at the depth, you know, go look at a tree and consider, you know, you look at an oak tree, that thing came from an acorn, you know.
And just let your mind wonder.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
The beauty and like where things come from, you know, what it took to get here and how just beautiful, how beautiful life is. Yeah.
Awesome. I want to finish with a quote from John Muir. He is known as being kind of the father of the idea of what our national parks are today. And he has a quote that it just ties directly to every verse we've just read. And so John Muir said, "When you go out into nature, it's like going out into church to listen to sermons. Here you will find sermons that are written in the stones and in the animals and in the trees."
Man, that's so powerful. You know, there's been times that some of my biggest revelations and some of my biggest, like, you know, points of breaking down and learning and growing have been in the woods where I have nothing else to look at or to listen to than just God's beautiful creation. And then in that moment, I've been transformed. You know, so this it just hits home, man.
I mean, me too.
I'm not saying, we're not saying don't go to church, but what we are saying is, you 100%. Know, this could be a beautiful opportunity for you to meet your Creator and to be renewed.
And all you have to do, even if you're in the city, just look up to the sky. You can start there. It's everywhere around us.
For sure.
That's great. I pray that this was a blessing to you that's listening. Really appreciate you tuning in, and we just pray that you'd find Jesus, find Christ, find God out in the outdoors, and we encourage you to get into the outdoors. So thank you for listening, and tune into the next episode. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, and Apple Music. Thank you.
See you guys.